Jesus said to the crowds, "When you see a cloud rising in the west, you say immediately that it's going to rain, and so it does. And when you notice that the wind is blowing from the south, you say that it is going to be hot, and so it is. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. Why do you not know how to interpret the present time? Why do you not judge for yourselves what is right? If you are to go with your opponent before a magistrate, make an effort to settle the matter on the way. Otherwise, your opponent will turn you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the constable, and the constable throw you into prison. I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The connection Jesus makes between weather patterns and human beings getting along or not getting along is both funny and profound. If we were to walk around with a weather forecast on us, gonna be a sunny day today, I'm in a good mood. Or to walk around with a cloud, I don't see the sunshine. Even if it's shining, it's not gonna shine through me today. This little light of mine, I'm not gonna let it shine. Thunder, lightning. I'm in a bad mood. And if you want to be a lightning rod for my bad mood, I'll be happy to oblige. And Jesus says, our life is more than the shifting weather patterns of our moods. Our emotional life is actually important because it can give us some basic indicators of our well-being. That's what feelings are for. When we feel hungry, it's our body telling us that we need some nutrition. If we're feeling thirsty, it's a signal from our body that we need some hydration. If we're feeling lonely, that's a signal that we need friendship. Some of the feelings are actually quite deep and also not realizable right away. The feelings that have to do with loving a person enough to commit to them for better or for worse, richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health, forsaking all others for as long as we both shall live. The desire of husbandry and fatherhood, the desire of being a wife and a mother, those desires, they actually need years of patient and persistent training. Those desires can oftentimes feel like a fire out of control. St. Paul says it eloquently in the first reading, in his letter to the Romans. The things that I want to do, I don't do, and the things that I hate doing, I find myself doing over and over again. And in what seems to be both a cry of exasperation, but also a cry of faith, St. Paul surrenders himself again and again to Christ, who has put a love in us deeper than our temptations, our sins, our failures, our weaknesses. The risen Lord has promised to be with us always till the end of the age. Middle schoolers and members of Chesterton, I always pray especially for you at the Friday Mass about what the Lord wants to give you So the rest is for you. The middle pod here, you're free to listen. In my prayer, I was thinking about what happened to Anthony Claret. He grows up in one country, on one continent, and spends his life halfway around the world on an island in the Caribbean, Cuba, and it was not an easy life for him. His desire to give people a better life, free of being exploited, his desire to tell the earthly powers at the time that there's a power greater than your politics, Christ is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the mother is actually Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin, rather than just the state. There were people who tried to kill him. Numerous times, he was almost assassinated. And once he was stabbed and had a big scar and wound up forgiving the person who did that to him. And I was just, in my prayer, marveling at the fact that the Lord has prepared for each of you a place. It's true, we may move multiple times in our life. The average for Americans these days is 11 places they live in a lifetime. But basically, we're either gonna spend the substantial portion of our life in Fort Fun, or we're gonna spend it elsewhere. And I think in our prayer today, it would be good to ask the Lord to bless that place and the people of that place, wherever it is. When I look at the other parishioners, some of you are multi-generational Fort Wayne, and the gifts that you bring to St. Vincent's come from those deep roots. I still remember when I first came to St. Vincent's, baptizing a child in a ninth generation St. Vincent's family. They went all the way back to the beginning before this was a parish. But then I also think some of us here are transplants. We come from another part of the state or another part of the country. And I marvel that our parish would not be as amazingly blessed as it is without those people coming from elsewhere. I remember when I was a little kid, the first time I ever heard of Fort Wayne was from a friend of mine who got president cards. And I said, "Where did you get those?" And he said, "Fort Wayne." And I resolved in my childhood heart, "I must go to Fort Wayne. There is my destiny." Here we are. To ask for the gift that the Lord gave to Anthony Claret. "Lord, if my destiny is here, to weave things together in Fort Fun, bless my rootedness here. I want to give myself to this place for better, for worse, richer, for poor, in sickness and in health, for as long as I shall live. Or, Lord, I give you permission. In fact, I beg you, if my life is meant for somewhere else, show me that place. Introduce me to those people." The missionary goes elsewhere. The monastic is rooted in the place. And all of us have within us that inner monk, that inner missionary. We draw on the goodness of where we are now, and we ask the Lord to bless the place where we're going to give our life and the people for whom with whom we're going to give our life. The thing about the weather is that the wind and the clouds blow across the whole planet as if it's just one big organism. Whatever is moving in us, in our emotional life, deeper than our emotional life, the Holy Spirit himself, it's at the service of us receiving the gift of this amazing life and of our sharing the gift of this amazing life. Anthony Mary Claret, by his very name, showed how much he loved the Blessed Virgin Mary. The religious order of priests that he founded was dedicated to her immaculate heart because she was totally grounded in place and totally committed to bringing it to new places. She followed Jesus wherever he went. She was in the upper room with the apostles at Pentecost. We can ask Anthony Claret and the Virgin Mary to give us their hearts, that wherever we're meant to spend ourselves would be blessed from our prayer today.